Urban office markets and other commercial real estate in major cities are experiencing their worst stretch in decades, upended by the pandemic, changes in work behavior, and struggling city economies. It's a story by Conrad Putzier, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Conrad, what's going on?
So what basically happened this year is the first buildings to be hit really hard were hotels and retail, right? Because all the restaurants were closed, all the shops were closed, people weren't traveling. So that was the type of real estate that almost from the very beginning of this pandemic was really in crisis. Now, the longer this whole thing lasts, what you're increasingly seeing is that office buildings are in trouble too. And that's a huge concern for landlords because it's a huge, huge, huge market. There's a ton of money tied up in office buildings. And more, you're increasingly seeing analysts say that they expect prices in office buildings to fall almost as much as retail and hotels this year.
Goodness. All right. So somebody in your story used the phrase urban malaise, meaning what?
So this is what's currently happening in these cities is an economic crisis caused by the pandemic, right? Aside from this, which is very real, which is happening, you have a lot of property owners who are also concerned about something else. They basically look at spikes in homicides in some cities. They look at the protests and the fact that a lot of shops are boarded up right now. And they're basically worried that this is going to be like the 80s again, that we're going to enter a period of urban decline here, that people are going to leave the cities, specifically well-off college-educated people are going to leave the cities, and that this is going to lead to like a long-term decline in property values. Now, it should be said, it's far from clear if this will actually happen. And I think a lot of smart people are saying that this is not going to happen, that cities are going to bounce back, that all these reports of, you know, spikes in crime are well exaggerated. But it certainly is a fear among some real estate investors.
Well, I get the sense that, I don't know, this image in my mind of just half-empty skyscrapers in some cities. I mean, could it get that bad or worse?
It could get that bad. I think no one really thinks that the era of the office is nearing an end. I think everyone is agreeing that companies will still need an office. And even companies like Twitter, right? Twitter has said that they want to essentially let everyone work from home forever. Even those companies say that they still want to have an office, that the office is still important to them. So no one really thinks that the office is over. But what people are worried about is that even if companies use 20% less office space on average, say, right, if they say, you know, we'll let everyone work from home on Fridays or Mondays, and they just have to come in on some days, so we need less space. If basically every company says that, that could be a huge, huge, huge hit to office owners, because even a small drop in revenues and occupancy can ultimately lead to a pretty big drop in profits and value and can basically put owners underwater on their mortgages.
We're speaking with Conrad Putzier, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. His piece is called Office Markets Under Pressure as Coronavirus Squeezes Cities. You said, too, though, not all news for office owners is bad. Explain that scene.
Yeah. So this is clearly a tough time, but there are a couple of things that are actually going in favor of office owners. So one is, leases tend to have a very long term. So if you're a company, you lease an office space, usually you do that for 5 years or 10 years or maybe even 15 years. So it's not possible for all these companies that want to reduce their office space to just walk away from the leases. You can't just do that. So that's great from the office owner's perspective because they know even if in the long run companies will use less office space, it'll take a while for us to get there. And until then, I still have my rental revenue coming in. Another thing that's pretty good from the office owner's perspective and that's different from the years after 2008 is that in general, real estate owners are less indebted than they were. They have less mortgage debt, which really helps them in situations like this because your monthly mortgage bills are lower. That basically means even if your rental revenue goes down a bit, you probably still have enough money in most cases to pay your mortgage and you're not gonna default right away.
Thanks, Conrad. Conrad Putzier, reporter at the Wall Street Journal.